Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Thank you, Premal. We haven't heard that mantra for a very long time. That mantra is out of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is chanted for people who are mentally unstable. It's chanted for people who die an untimely death. And Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's really beautiful. It's almost a lullaby, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we are. I got a new little hide me button on my computer. I just want to make sure that I'm not hidden much. A little bit. It's a little fuzzy, actually. Now I don't know what to do about it. Hold on. Good enough. Well, it's going to have to be good enough until I take the little thing off and wash it up. So there it is. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai. Satchasanga Ki Jai. Gayatri Mantra Ki Jai. Satyadam Ki Jai. Greetings. If you want to, you can put your hands up right away. I brought some notes about duality because last week Gayatri said, I don't want to resist duality. I'm not sure why you don't want to resist duality. Maybe you don't have to resist anything. But, yeah, Maya's very convincing and very clever. Maya is the play of consciousness. It means the illusion of existence. And we talked about this the other day. Antisa's got a group of wonderful people here, by the way. And I tested them out. They really are wonderful. We say that's we didn't just say that for Antisa's benefit. They are really, really sweet folks. And we were talking the other day about, in a little satsangs, about the illusion of existence and why it is an illusion. So I was just reminding them and telling them that Maya is the illusion of existence. It has a lot of different names, the play of consciousness, Maya, anything else, something else. There's another name too. Something like Maya.
Leela?
What is it?
Leela?
No. Leela. Yeah, Leela. Leela means really like a play. Mm-hmm. Well, it all is a play. And I was looking through this the other day because I don't know if I love it or not. I just say I love. It's a habit. I love action. Oh, there I go again. I love the word action. And the play of consciousness doesn't always look like children in a sandbox. Sometimes it looks like a drama. And yeah, Leela. Sometimes, well, most often it's a drama. So we say action, we say active, we say acting, and action means karma. Act means karma. So are we acting? What is an act? Active, activation, it's all rooted in the word act. Mm-hmm. Just thought that I'd bring it up, not that it's very interesting to you, but maybe it is. Who knows? So do we have any hands up right yet? We do. Max. Max, a good hand up. Well, they're all good hand up. I don't want to be prepared.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Max. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And it was quite a coincidence, like the last days I've been looking into that question of being in the world but not being like, how we say, not
hold
being
on, hold on. Let me say it for you, because I was telling them the other day, the folks that are here, that Jesus has this magnificent teaching, and we repeat it many times, many times. It's so important. And that is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Shanti Mai continues it, do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. And be in the world, but not of it. It's the one I was missing the other day that I was wondering, well, there's one more that we really, really. Well, what about that, Max?
Yeah, so I just realizing as one little impulse that right now money isn't flowing as it used to be. So it made me think about my involvement into the world. And I felt it's, at least for my life, it's absolutely what my life is about is not being from the world, but being active in the world. And I realized that it's play of getting involved, but when I get trapped, I have to go back to center. And so it's like keeping the balance between involvement and detachment.
Well, I think
in a way of talking.
Hold on. I think it's always detachment. Mm-hmm. If you have the idea that detachment means separation or aloofness, we talked about this the other evening too. Detachment actually means possibility. It actually means potential. Because when you are, when you think you are attached to something, then nothing else has a chance, you know, or it's put to the side or something else. Attachment really opens life up. Really opens. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I see that. And, well, what I observe is when I open up to the different levels of living in the world, living in duality,
That I want to know. Well, I'm so right. You're like
anything that has to do with form is somehow the game of duality.
But it's not a duality, not to you.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. Well,
It is and it is not. I would put it that way.
It is not. It's not it is and it is not. No, no. We do away completely with duality.
Okay.
No. We do away completely with the duality and we are completely detached and life is absolutely open and we are immersed in it and it is one and total action. And all beings are but the one being. Mm-hmm. Is it true? Well, when does that stop? Now, you ask a very interesting question because, or you pose an interesting point because I have a sense that when Gayatri was saying that she isn't going to resist duality, I can't imagine why not, but you don't have to resist anything. There's this idea that duality kind of goes away. It does. Mm-hmm. But nothing changes.
Yeah, and also, well, what the word that came into my mind is polarity, as like in a lot of the natural processes, we have polarities, like in electricity, and many others. You have
is that
plus,
not
plus
that,
and minus is impulse
that, is and, that is that hmm? Not is that not part and parcel of the totality of existence?
It is, yeah. Okay. And still it shows up as polarity.
That's what I say. Nothing will change.
Yeah.
Except you will never ever again serve duality. You will serve only totality.
Okay, yes, yes.
What brings that into obviousness is love. Mm-hmm. Because love is the union, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. And what I see is that I still need to, in a way, speak the language of polarity. Like to connect with people,
Nothing's going to change, Max. Yes. Nothing changes except for your view.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your language will remain the same. Multiplicity will not change, but it will look different. Not necessarily. You will be looking from the inside out rather than the outside.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I just heard the other day that, who was it? Francis Bacon said, there is no duality, there is only a gallery of faces. Mm. Mm. Take it home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I would like to address something else. I'm really excited about the setup. We are starting on Tuesday, and I think it's wonderful. And I feel it's absolutely appropriate for us to do it together as a Sangha and in your guidance. And yes, I really love as the Satcha Sangha to focus and bring in our commitment for making the impulse of the lineage really present, fully present again for all of us.
Yeah, the lineage is fully present for you all the time. We are focusing on Satcha Dham to get the shine in the heart of the people who live there for many reasons, and I can't go into it all, but we started today invoking the grace and the light and the presence and the blessings, and we will continue tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we will continue Tuesday or not. We may complete tomorrow. I doubt it. So, and India has already started. Mm-hmm. Tripathiji has started with the pundits, any Gayatri mantra that you utter this year will be put in the coffers of Satcha Dham.
Yeah, and I have two questions around that. The one question is, brought in the descending form of the Gayatri.
Yeah.
And when you talked about it in the past, you told us not to use it too often because it might
be
difficult. And so maybe you can say a few words about the situation, how it has changed or whatever.
Well, did you listen to the introduction?
Yes, sure.
Did I mention that we had people have to kind of see how it affects them? Well, that's it. Because if you can descend the mantra all the time, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. So descending the mantra has to do with chanting the mantra. Let's say we have 20 mantras. So we take 5 mantras and we attend to the tip of the tongue. This is from the Shiva Puranas. And we focus on the tip of the tongue for 5 mantras because we have 20. On a mala, we have 27. So we focus on the tip of the tongue for 27 mantras. And that is said to be 1,000 times more potent than a normal recitation. Then the next 27 or the next 5, let's go for the 27, will be focusing on the hollow of the throat. And focusing on the hollow of the throat while chanting the mantra is said to be 1,000 times more potent than the mantra spoken at the tip of the tongue. And then we move for another 27 to the heart space. And chanting the Gayatri or any mantra from The heart space is said to be 1,000 times more potent than attention at the hollow of the throat. And then we go to the solar plex region, and the solar plex region with our attention there is 1,000 times more potent, each mantra, than focusing in the heart center. So I want to say, again, this is not a chakra meditation. This is the pathway of the spoken word. And what we get to realize is that every word that we speak goes through our heart. And it's architecture. So you have to start here, 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 here. Stop. Then it works. Just go to the solar plexus and think that it's going to work. No, no. That's like building something up in the sky without a foundation. So, yeah, as often as you can, you find out if it's too much for you. But one thing about Gayatri Mantra, we mentioned the other evening here too, is Gayatri is Pashanti, means can do no harm, ever, is structured to do no harm. So are you there?
Yeah.
We're there.
Oh, I zoned out, didn't you? Great. So there it is. Uh-huh. Yeah. In the world is nothing in the world. Having children, having family, having house, having mortgage, having food, having a wonderful time, having hardship, whatever it is not in opposition to being in the world, but not of it. It's how we move through it and how we move through our challenges and the wiser we become. Mm-hmm. Because it's always in your heart. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
Shanti Maya.
Yes.
Is it okay to go just a little bit deeper into the weeds of the descending of the Gayatri? Okay. So it's getting very practical for me now. So if I want to start slow, say, like you said, like you suggested, maybe just do only 5 descending, yeah, to see how it goes. Do I do a whole mala and do the 20 in following in the beginning and then just the rest of the month? No, right. So that's
5, 10, 15, 20. Then if you want, you can't really mix it.
Yes.
I'm saying that not being sure, but I'm pretty sure that it's
And so if I want to do a full mala but not descending it, then I just do the full mala and do descending extra.
Yeah, just learn it.
Yes. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do we have any other persons up there?
Yes, I had one more question. Oh, not good.
Am I stuck? Is it me that's stuck?
Yeah.
There. I'm stuck, Adam.
Hi. Namaste, Shanti Mai. Namaste,
yeah, I like the little background you got there. That is very cool.
It's an image that I created with artificial intelligence. So it's a statue of a woman meditating in the forest.
Uh-huh. She got clothes on? No, of course not.
No, she's... Sorry? You are frozen now. I'm going to see if my internet was my internet. No.
Is it stuck?
It's
Shanti Maya's internet, Adam.
Is it Shanti Maya? Okay. Okay. So,
Let's go down to business because otherwise we're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So when I received the email, I immediately start doing the sadhana for Sashadam.
Good.
And I have a question relating to that because somehow I learned that in my process that the most powerful way to sing, to chant a mantra is in silence. So since some time I've been, I read this in a book dedicated to the Gayatri. I can share it with the Sangha later, but it's a question.
Don't share it with the Sangha later. Don't share it with the Sangha.
No,
later.
No, no. But my question is.
Hold on. Don't share it with the Sangha later because we're going to speak the mantra. We're going to offer the mantra in silence, and we're going to descend the mantra. So there's not a better way to do it for us for this particular sadhana. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you.
I regarding the descending, I never learned how to do it. So for me, it was like a new teaching that just came through. So I learned two Gayatris, the complete Gayatri with activating the whole chakras and the version that we all sing. So my question is,
there's about 200 Gayatris, by the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. but basically that was my question, if I was doing right, because I'm doing in silence and I sing it just for the Sangha Sashadam in silence. But if you say,
Adam, you put your mantras in your heart and you offer them to that's my point, actually, you offer them to the brilliance of Sachidam, that it is the center that it's meant to be, and every blessing that we offer ripples into the world and touches every single being. So you do it any way you wish.
I agree, because what I do is when I'm chanting the mantra, I'm always in Sachidam. I go to there, to that place in India, in Lakshman Jula, and I'm seeing the place. So I'm seeing you passing by, the cows, everything. So the beautiful place that I had the chance to. That's how I do it.
Okay. Well, you know what's really interesting? I don't know if you've seen. The cows have been untethered for the first time in 30 years. And they're jumping around and they're so happy. And they've been tethered so tight for generations. And finally, Prajnaparamita said, let's build a little corral for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And the cows are so happy. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
They put them right next to my house.
Yes.
Don't they? Yeah.
So thank you. I will learn about this teaching that came today about concentrating with.
This is out of the Shiva Puranas. So this is that we just make up. It's out of a very old and ancient scripture dedicated
to
Lord. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead. What did you want to say? That's it?
Yeah. I just wanted to know if I was, because I started immediately. I do it every day, but now I'm doing extra for the Sangha, for the Sashadam.
And as many as you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Adam, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, I'm just delighted. Katie.
Namaste, Shantamai.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. So I would like to ask, I'm still very much working with illusion and duality, but I also am in a position of sharing a little bit with other people as well.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want to understand what you're saying. So what do you mean you're working with duality and illusion? What does it mean to you? Thank you.
But I'm still trying to find my, you know, I'm using all the terminology that I know is kind of a bit woo-woo, and I don't mean to do that, but
it's a woo-woo. I just want to understand what you're saying. I heard you very clearly. Your language was very good. I just want to understand what you mean by what you said.
Well, I a lot of the time I feel as though I can recognize what is illusion, but I feel as though it's quite a mental thing, that I can recognize it mentally, but I don't feel as though it's, you know, sort of like in my being, that I can separate, you know, sort of be able to separate from still getting embroiled in the illusion. I can recognize it, but then I still find myself.
It could take lifetimes, Katie.
Okay, that's good. And I thought that was the case, and I'm not impatient about it, but I have
I want to come in for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to hear what you have to say as well. Why is duality an illusion?
Because it's just our experience, our impression.
It's because it's impermanent and changes, and that is a microsecond to microsecond occurrence. And whatever changes has no root as an actuality. Maybe an agreement. We agree that it's a reality that we live in. But at some point, our heart begins to really desire to see what is non-dramatic, so to speak, non-chaotic, so to speak, non-comparison, non-judgmental, non-hateful. So our heart begins to really desire to go beyond the dualities of those kind of qualities, and that lays within us always. And mentally, it starts mentally, so you get to know first. And then, as you know, it becomes more and more and more and more evident, slowly, slowly, or in a flash, whatever it is. And, please go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say now.
Well, I also share a little bit. I do a little bit of yoga teaching. And I am sort of sensitive to people who are very attached to their illusion, particularly people who have experienced trauma in their life, you know. Well, and how
wait a minute, let's have a conversation.
Okay.
Are they attached to the illusion, or is it that they don't know any better? That they've never heard about the delivery of what love brings when love is absolutely open and the way of life. Do they know that? Because you have to be very careful as you are moving along, inwardly speaking, and you begin to see the world as you are. Mentally, it doesn't make any difference, mentally, emotionally, or well set in, rooted, you're onto it. You have to be very careful not to think that other people should see the way that you do. You may turn to love, and that's a great teaching, and then expect that somebody will love you because you have. Guaranteed, it doesn't work like that. That you love is the most important, not that you are loved. And when you are loved, it's excellent. It's like It's like Amrit. It's like nectar from heaven. That's poetically speaking. But you cannot expect anything out of anyone else because you're maturing. It's not like that. Everybody isn't going with you. But they will love you for it or not, but you will love them. And they don't even have to know that you're maturing. They just see it because of the way you are. You don't have to put your chest out, and I'm sure you don't. I'm just saying this generally. You don't have to puff your chest out that I am spiritually mature. You know, the person who's running the cash register in the grocery store could care less whether you're spiritually mature or not. And I think this is one of the points for Max, is that both worlds go on at once, but we get the eyes. We get the eyes of divine love, of undividable union. And it comes first mentally, maybe even by word, and then mentally, or by a book or by inspiration. And then you start to think about it or see it on occasion. Maharaji used to call that the flickering flame. The Buddhists call it the spinning mirror. Once you see, once you don't, once you see, once you don't, once you see, once you don't. It's not really that fast. I guess it could be. But it's a matter of, you know, you're considering things in a different way now. But nobody else is necessarily considering things in a different way like you are. So this is one of the great tests, actually, is to be patient with people who are not moving along as you are. Isn't that great?
And and you should allow them to travel at their own pace.
Well, to allow anything.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get over that right away. We're not allowing others to do anything. They're doing what they do, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that a great realization?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that just help all kinds of ways? I think so.
We allow
universe to do what it does. We don't give permission. We don't need permission. This is one of the spiritual things that the spiritual terms that I really dislike. I give myself permission. Well, how come you get in the middle of yourself there? What does all that mean, really? Why don't you just move along? You know. Well, really, do you have to go to the signpost and say, I need permission to do this? You don't need permission, not from anybody and not from yourself. Who's permit? Allow? Ah, good. This is really good. This is why we got together today. I'm almost sure. So go ahead,
Thank
please.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I think that was it. That helps. Yeah,
it's a lot what you just took in. Let people be as people are without allowing them, just in your heart, let it be. Mm-hmm. John Lennon sang a great song about let it be. That could be your mantra for a little while. Let it be.
I think that would be a very good mantra for me for a while.
I think it'd be really good for you too. And it's going to help you a lot. It'll help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you too.
Thank you.
So there is Rose. Namaste, Katie.
Namaste, Shantibai.
Namaste, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Really good. Yeah, it's wonderful to be here. I'm with two friends and my friend Theodora. She would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Namaste, Shantanai.
Namaste.
Here. Could you please speak about the power of forgiveness?
Yeah, we could do that. Just do it. Just stop it. Just don't even be bothered with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a sticky little energy. It's the idea that I have to let, it's the same as Katie said.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have to let go of this, and when I let go of this, then it will be let go of. And I can hold it to myself, and I can be resentful and hateful, and I can blame somebody else, and maybe the blame is there. Maybe somebody did hurt you, right? Well, you're going to get hurt in life. Maybe somebody was unkind to you. Maybe somebody was sexually inappropriate with you. But at one point, you're going to have to drop it and move along.
And how do I do that?
You can call it forgiveness if you wish, but I completely eradicate the idea of forgiveness. Who am I to hurt myself by holding on to what is painful? It's like self-harm. So you just let it be as it is and get the teachings from it. There's a great teachings in moving along. And there's a great teachings in opening your heart and loving what is really difficult to love. And that love is neutral. I always say it isn't emotional. It doesn't, it's not kissy kissy, warm and cuddly. It's not a stuffed animal, you know, toy. It is absolutely like space and absolutely free. And can carry some emotion and doesn't have to at all. And you don't become emotionless like that either. It's just that you don't require and depend on emotion to be loving. Because if you depend on emotion to be loving, you're gonna probably stumble quite a lot. Sometimes love is just, it is as it is. And I'm hurt and I don't feel good about it, but I'm done with this. And sometimes it is, God bless whoever hurt me for any reason whatsoever, that they never hurt another human being as long as they live. And what did I learn out of that hurt? I learned to move along. And sometimes it's just being as open as space and saying, okay, it is what it is. We've all been hurt. I think forgiveness is a very immature kind of spirituality. I think it's a good first stepper. Then after the first step, we go, oh, let's just move along and let's just turn around and say, may this person or this situation have taught me something very important. I'm done. I don't even have to let go. I always like the let go story. Here's the let go story. Letting go. Ready? Here's not letting go. And we're gonna let go. I'm letting go. This is a process. It's not a process. And are you going to remember? This is very important. Are you going to remember what happened to you? Yes. It doesn't erase the event or the person.
Exactly.
Yeah. But once you come to yourself in the freedom from that situation, your heart will immensely grow. And until you do, it will wither. And that's called self-harm. So whoever may have hurt you, you're doubling up by hurting yourself. And it's not always easy to come through. That's true. It is a let go. It is like that. Letting go really does mean that. It may follow you around for a while, but you remember, I let go of this. It comes in thoughts. It comes in feelings, but it gets thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. Unless you don't want to. If you don't want to, you won't. That's the thing. Either you will or you won't. And you find out. And it can be a process, and it can be quite quick, and it can be quite efficient. It can be over some time. But you are at least looking back at that situation with the eyes of freedom from that situation, and perhaps a blessing onto that situation, that those people or that person come to wisdom and love. That's my way. I mean, that's the way of the yogi, not just my way. It's not like this is a way I've learned from people I stand on their shoulders. Great, great souls. And you're a great soul too. See, the thing is, people realize that they are actually Mahatmas when they come in to see how to move along in wisdom. They find out that they are great souls. And again, it's not a puffy, puffy kind of chesty, look at me. It's very, very normal. Actually, this is the most normal way to live. We've learned otherwise. This is a way to live, be alive.
Yeah, so to hold the memory and let go at the same time.
Yeah, the memory is going to always be there, but it'll become so unimportant in time. I mean, I myself have had sexual abuse in my life, but it's like, I never think about, of course, I'm 73 years old. I never think about it anymore. I never thought about it when I was in my 50s. I never thought about it when I was in my 40s. I never thought about it when I was in my 30s or my 20s. I didn't want to think about it. You know, that's another thing. You can look at what you're thinking and decide whether you really want to think that or not. You don't have to be subjected to thinking. You can yourself say, you know, I don't want to think hatefully on anyone, period. I just don't want to. I don't want to live in it. I don't want to have any idea about it. None. Zero. Done. And you can stop all kinds of thinking that way. Even if it continues, you'll pay no attention to it whatsoever. Because it's just a waste of time. You know what I mean? I know you do. I can see it. The one in the center is not so sure about what I'm saying. I can see on her face. She's not so sure, but she knows, and she knows darn well. What I'm saying is known in every heart.
I appreciate that you said to send blessing to the person.
This
so they will never hurt anybody again. I'm grateful for that.
This is the greatest way. You know, I was some years ago, I don't remember, you know, I don't remember. We had Sangha, we had, everything was pretty much as it is today, just to set the stage. And I was in Eugene, Oregon. And I used to do a lot of beading, you know, beading. And I went to a beading show at the fairgrounds. And I was talking to this guy, and he had a whole bunch of Tibetan kind of beads and pieces and all kinds of things, Tibetan, that you could put on a string. And I asked him, I said, are you Tibetan? Because he looked Tibetan. He says, no, I'm Chinese. And a woman on the other side, do you remember this story? On the other side of the table just blasted me. How dare you ask him And I'm just going, oh, like, where did she come from, right? And I told her it was none of her business. I'm very frank. Shiv, it's none of your business what I'm talking. I'm talking to him. This is not your concern. And she came across again like, you know, you're so stupid to ask anybody what their ethnicity is. That's when America started being weird. Although it's always been a little weird. That's when it started being really weird. So she just, and I just put my hands on my hips and looked at her and with the fiery eyes of, you better get out of here before I say something that I don't want to say. And then she left, and I was walking down the aisle, and I considered the matter. And I went and I stood in a hall doorway, and I watched her. And I apologized to her in my heart for entering. She you know, she started it. She had no business in my conversation. But there was something about not letting it be like that, not leaving the situation with that kind of energy. And I told her, I said, God bless you, you know, thank you for showing me that something really, really important about myself. And she didn't know. She didn't know. I put a light in her back pocket. She had no idea. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you want to hear one more story?
I would just like to ask you something about that.
Sure.
Does that mean that I hold my spiritual integrity?
Yes. Yes, and it may mean that you let go of it for a minute, but you're spiritually ignited anyhow. When you interact in some way that is not beneficial for you or other, you're still the spiritual light that you've always been. So you haven't failed. You've just got caught in a moment. You just got caught in a moment. So what? Move along. Huh? You get caught in the moment, make it right. Don't dig. When you're in a hole, don't be a digger. Hmm? Just get out of the hole. I love blessing other people who have been really messy with me and me messy with them. I love it because it's there's a beauty in the heart that is so soothing. So soothing when that occurs. Huh? It was so soothing to watch her and just say, I'm really sorry that I participated in that. And God bless you. Just blessings pour all over you.
Thank you. That makes a lot of sense.
But I want to tell my other story.
Yes, please.
So this was before I met my guru. And I was living in Eugene, Oregon. And I used to have a 53 Chevy truck. Why are you laughing? It's not even funny yet. I had a 53 Chevy truck. His name was Blue, but he was primer gray. Now you can laugh. I'll permit you. I'll allow you. And anyhow, I was riding down the road, and this woman, two women in the car, just cut me off, just went freak, freak, like that. And I went, whoa. And I got up beside them, and I did something with my hand that was not was not very nice. Oh, yeah, not a big deal. And they just went zooming down the road. Well, I went zooming right behind them. And they zoomed for about 3 miles, and I zoomed too. And we were zooming, zooming, zooming. And they stopped in a parking lot. And I said, roll down your window. And they rolled down their window and I said, I am so sorry. I said, I have never done that to ever. And they looked at each other like, she saw that way just to say she was sorry. You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. You bet. Let's clean up our act. And, not leave anything like that with on anyone's head that they can talk about it in the evening and feel confronted and hurt by things like that. Not coming out of here. And it does come out of here sometimes, but my heart is right now. And your heart is right just by asking this question. And everybody has a right heart. Serve that right heart. If you want to be resentful, you can be resentful. It's up to you. If you like being resentful and you like the drama and all that nonsense and waste your time there, go for it. No? Or?
I don't like it. I don't like this conflict that I'm in right now.
Good for you. Get out of it.
Thank you.
Get out of it. Good for you. You're going to get something really wonderful out of this. And because you get something wonderful out of it, they will get something wonderful out of it too. Whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not, whether it's now or later. Is that true?
Yes.
You bet. Everybody here says yes. So, namaste.
Thank you.
So welcome. Uh-oh, we have four hands. Well, no, we have three hands. Okay. Sarah, Lee Halfpenny is last and we'll complete our satsang. Oh, we only have two hands. Somebody decided not to. Okay, so now we only have one hand. So there we go.
Well, namaste.
Maybe satsang will go on a lot longer time. I don't know. So what's up?
Yeah, so Shanti, I may have missed something. I couldn't be there last week. I was holding back, but then I said, okay, let's ask. How did it came to have the sadhana for Satchadam? So that,
I spoke about it last week.
Okay.
On the mailing list?
Yes, yes. I just saw it. I haven't read it before. I got a mail about it today with a lot of things that you can listen to, right? With the different Gayatris I got today.
I don't know. I only listened. I listened to a lot of things.
There was another mail last week and a half ago inviting people to let you know if they wanted to participate in the sadhana. I think it was Friday.
That I said you could talk to me in satsang?
No, it was sent by Sri to have people either write to you an info email.
About?
If they would do the sadhana.
Well, I know that. We have lists of people. You stay out of this. Now it's between you and I. Auntie's trying to inform me, and I'm getting confused. So... tell me again what you have to say. She's probably right.
Yes, I did get some mails, and I did read that it's Satchadam is the center of the world, and that the prayers or the Gayatri mantra. And
be the center of the world. I haven't really discovered that yet, but it is a center for the world. That is a fact.
That's already good. Yes, to the differentiation. That I already misunderstood. So it is a center for the world, and I read that it the prayer for or the Gayatri mantra for Satchadam and burning a candle has as much an effect for the world.
Yes, you're right. We want to focus on Satchadam.
Yes.
So Satchadam is already in service of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tibet is an absolute service of the world. They're Bodhisattvas. Bodhisattva. That's why.
Yeah.
Of the world. Satchidam has become a little bit dull in many ways. And we, I don't know why I'm getting back to you.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's echoing.
Oh, it's echoing from your computer, she says. I don't know why. Why?
I'm setting on the computer and it happens sometimes.
It happens sometimes. Okay. So we're offering Gayatri mantras as a gift to Maharaji. A gift is a kind of funny word. Gift is a funny word here. It's not exactly a gift. We have the intent to offer Gayatri's Satchidam to embrighten the atmosphere of Satchidam. Have you seen the paint?
Yes, I enjoyed it so much. I've been following all the pictures. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, yeah, now we need to offer something for the inner sanctum. And this is what we can do. Mm-hmm. So we're chanting Gayatri Mantra. And they already started in India. The pundits started in India today. And there was a ceremony, and there it was a small one, very small one, but very significant. And then Allahabad is doing a bigger puja, a bigger ceremony. So, yeah, we have people all over the world.
And are the pandits is that the pandits from the ashram, from the Satchidam?
Of course. We're only Satchidam. I am only Maharaji's disciple. I have nothing else to do but be his disciple. It's enough. I have no focus anywhere else.
Yeah. I'm just trying to understand. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So you can join in if you want. It starts on the 21st. And today's. So we started today.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus' disciples got a fire on their head today. We want a fire on their head too.
Oh, yeah. Right. I read that. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey Lee, how you doing? Well, you're not on. You're not on. Your voice is.
Yeah, I'm on now.
There you are.
I'm having bad mouse problems with my laptop. I wanted to thank you first for coming to Baltimore. That was wonderful to see you again.
Great. Didn't we have a wonderful time?
Truly. Yeah. And Adi is so nice having that.
Yeah, she is. She's wonderful. I call her Baltimore.
Right. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to mention when two people ago, I guess, we were talking about Let It Go. I had experienced something recently as to refer to it as Let It Be. Just as opposed to Let It Go. And I think that sort of has better ring to it.
It's wonderful what you're saying. Absolutely wonderful. And language, we talk about it so often. Language is so important. And to let it be is a totally different idea than the sticky Let It Go. I never liked it. I was never fond of that term, Let It Go. People don't. They like to rethink it and rethink it and rehurt themselves and rehurt themselves and rethink it and rethink it. And when it's already gone. So Let It Be is so exquisite. So elegant, a term. Isn't it?
It is. The main reason I wanted to see what you had to say, a friend of mine who's been a friend for many years, she lives about an hour and a half away, and she's had multiple injuries and physical problems. And she basically is having her children take care of her. And I talked to her on the phone recently, and she's just totally miserable and in a very, very negative headspace. And
that'll do it. Even if you're sick, that negative headspace will just add to it, won't it?
Right. And I'm just wondering what you recommend or to help somebody like that, because right now I can't really get down there because my car's not up to it.
Metta might be good.
Right.
Metta might be real good. That's that deep conversation about, I would metta her.
Right. And it's very appropriate comment that you just made in terms of that, because I just have been thinking, listening to some talks and stuff, and I guess it's I can't think of his name. It's the, but he talks about intention and how intention is so critical in life and everything. And so I was wondering how the best way to apply that to myself as well, in terms of, he speaks about, the same teacher speaks about, local mind and non-local mind, and non-local being the ground of existence and essentially the ground of being.
Non-local mind and local mind. You'll have to show me his so that I can figure it out. But I really like the intention part.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
No. For the rest, it's too complex for me. But absolutely, I love the intention point. This is really, really good.
Well, having an intention myself then to always be in love or in selflessness, where do I have that come from? Is that outside of me, basically, or is it?
Not. There's no such thing as outside of you, for one thing.
Right.
You have to go to Mahayana. I told you. You ought to move now what are you?
Well, use Theravada, you say.
Theravada. Yeah, you should move from Theravada to Mahayana. It's time. It's time that you go to Mahayana. The great wisdom. You're a great wisdom store. And everything is within you. There's nothing outside of you.
Right. Well, you also suggested Naropa, I guess. The
Tilopa for Naropa, the one that he sang to Naropa. I want to do an intensive on that. It's so beautiful. It's so exquisite because I love you, Tilopa, because you're dear to me. I'm telling you this incredible, incredible secret. Song of Tilopa by Lex Hickson, translation by Lex Hickson, is the best. It's the most emotional, most stirring. Of course, that's because I think so. But the Song of Tilopa by Lex Hickson, translated by Lex Hickson, and you can get it online for free. It's wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. You'll stay a few days, maybe a month or two.
And I apologize about, I must have missed an email about this other stuff that has been going on.
Hold on. Language wrong. It isn't stuff. This This is divine intervention with intention to offer our heart and soul to our ashram, not stuck. My son said the same thing. He said, I didn't get that stuff. I said, not stuck. He said, think about the word stuff. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, Gayatri Mantra for Satchidam.
Okay. Yeah. I will pay more attention.
That's okay, Lee. I absolutely was so happy to see you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mahayana.
Well, Talopa.
Yeah, time to step up because you're really so capable and so curious and so ready.
Love you.
You too. Hey, Lee?
Yeah.
Where does the last name Halfpenny come from? It's a very interesting last name.
I just have to say it was one poor family thousands of years ago, because there's a King Halfpenny in those, is it Jataka tales? Is that what they're called? There's a King Halfpenny story in them.
Okay.
Where he hides a small amount of money, and it's a long story, but he would never let go of it. He was so attached to it. And he was going to kill a king then, as opposed to giving up that half penny or whatever it was. But it's all I can say is a poor family.
Okay. Well, I thank you for stirring satsang, Lee. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I don't think we have anyone else. No. Satsang is complete. It was a good one. I want to thank everyone for bringing to the altar, so to speak, what benefits everyone to consider. Yes. Primo, you going to chant for us? I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, hey, Govinda. Hey, hey, Gopala. Hey, hey, Govinda. Hey, hey, Gopala. Deva Sudeva, he nichana handa. Deva Sudeva, he nichana handa. Shri Radhe 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 Shama. Shri Radhe 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 Shama. Hey, Govinda.
Deva Sudeva He Nityananda Deva Sudeva He Nityananda Shri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Govinda.
Thank you, Primo.
Thank you, Shanti Mare.
Oh. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya, Paramatma Ki Jaya, Guru Bhagavan Ki Jaya, Satcha Sangha Ki Jaya, Satcha Dham Ki Jaya, Mother Gayatri Ki Jaya. Namaste. Mm-hmm.